Spirit of life, great mystery beyond knowing. We quiet ourselves here and now, and in our stillness, we cannot help but to marvel in awe and wonder at this world and this place in which we find ourselves. We lift our gratitude for the gift of life itself. Life that sometimes takes away our breath with its beauty and joy, and at other times takes away our breath with its ugliness and despair. As we take in a deep breath, we notice the restorative power of air and the tiny droplets of water vapor in each breath. Breathing in, we breathe in peace. Breathing out, we breathe out love and compassion. May we be calm, may we know loving kindness and connection. Take a moment to feel your connection to this place and its old stone foundation grounded in the earth. It connects us to the generations who have gathered here before us. Ancestors linger in this special and sacred space. What dreams and visions did they pursue here? Now imagine these ancestors calling on us to create a new community at the start of a new year. What sort of a community do you dream of? Tonight marks, as has been observed, the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, which commemorates the creation of the world. Each year we have a new opportunity for a new creation, one that fulfills our hopes and dreams for a better world. May we have the courage to reach for those dreams. Ancient Hebrew tradition says that before the earth was created, the world was a wild ocean full of dangerous creatures. Our world sometimes might feel like that wild ocean. When we feel like we are fighting against life-threatening creatures, may we find the courage and strength to prevail. Returning your focus to the breath, feel the restorative power of air and water, nourishing the cells of our bodies and this land, bringing us peace and bringing us the power to pursue our wildest dreams for our community and our world. While striving so, may we remember always to breathe in peace, breathe out love and compassion. Breathing in peace, breathing out love and compassion. Let us return our awareness to this time and place. Blessed be. Fourth Unitarian Universalist Congregation thrives here not only from our mindful attention and intentions, but through the generosity of our friends, members, and visitors. We collect pledges and offerings each Sunday in order to support the mission and ministries of this place, and in order to give voice to the Unitarian Universalist values in our lives and our larger community. The morning's offering will now be collected.
stick of bamboo, you take a stick of bamboo, you take a stick of bamboo, you throw it in the water. Oh, 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 Hanna. You take a stick of bamboo, you take a stick of bamboo, you take a stick of bamboo, you throw it in the water. Oh, oh, oh.
Thank you, that was lovely. This morning we mark our ingathering with our water ceremony, adapting a ritual almost 40 years old in this denomination. And many other UU congregations across the country and the world are doing the same today. The water ceremony dates back to 1980, when the first Women and Religion Continental Convocation was held in East Lansing, Michigan. Carolyn McDade and Lucille Shuck Longview were among the attendees who later wrote about the ritual and its history, and they had this to say. The universality of water as a symbol emerged as we worked on what came to be known the service of coming home, like rivers to the sea. We were beginning to reach for new and inclusive symbols and rituals that spoke to us women of our connectedness to one another, to the totality of life, and to our place on this planet. We moved in an intuitive response to the potential of water as a symbol of women's spirituality. The water ceremony became the central part of a religious service that broke with tradition in quite significant ways. It was created by lay women, women who had long been silent in the pews. And the ritual space was made sacred by the women themselves, who gathered to worship in an authentic and liberating way, not what they had discovered in their churches. And they seated themselves in a semicircle around a large common earthen bowl. The ritual was a symbol of women's being connected by a universal symbol, something larger than selves, water. Making our ways like rivers from places distant and near, they wrote, we came together to give shape to a new spirituality This is 1980. For there is no theology that calls women to strength rather than to support the strength of others, that calls women to action rather than to passivity, that calls women to full expression rather than to meek acceptance. Celebrating our connectedness, we chose water as our symbol of our empowerment and a spirituality that uplifts, empowers, and connects. That's what the historians say. The ritual was a powerful one, and those who were there were greatly moved. Many returned home and shared the ceremony with their congregations. And in years since, the water ceremony has spread throughout our denomination. And over time, the ritual would broaden to be inclusive of people of all gender identities and expressions. And yet, it still retained the emphasis on water as a symbol of our interconnectedness and a symbol of a life-affirming, life-giving spirituality that uplifts, empowers, and connects. Today, many congregations use the water ceremony as an opportunity to also look forward and commit ourselves to the common life of the congregation. We come bringing water from many and varied places of our lives to pour into a common bowl so that we can share what is meaningful in the rivers of our own lives with each other. Our water that we bring may be from a body of water near or far, maybe from our faucets, maybe our garden hose. We collect it from our travels or staycations or no vacations or working vacations. And the waters we bring represent that we are both separate and one. As water in separate rainstorms and streams, clouds and springs, ponds and puddles flow together again and again, so do we into one great planetary ocean, where not any one drop is more superior to any other. All water comes from and circulates in the same system, no matter its form. As we return after time away from this liberal community of faith, may we once again find the sustenance that we seek to live out our faith in the world, in the coming together and combining of our water-laden beings and bodies. Water both facilitates and symbolizes this, our Unitarian Universalist communion with one another. In a moment, we will begin the ritual. Everyone present is invited to participate, whether you are a first-time visitor or a long-time member, whether you brought water with you or not. There's water in the cups on the windowsill if you would like to participate and need some water. You're invited to come forward and add a few drops of your water to the bowl, which is next to the candles. And we ask you to use the microphone and speak clearly to share with us some brief words or phrases about the source of your water, about its meaning and significance to you, and about a hope or prayer that you want to lift up for this new community in this new congregational year. And I will begin by adding some water to represent last year's water, to continue the arc of the history of this congregation, and to also honor the presence of those who are no longer with us here today. Take a moment to formulate your thoughts, and we invite you to come forward. I'll pass the mic.
am Lauren. This water represents, it actually
is from Ocean City, Maryland. I collected it on the beach. It represents joy. My grandmother named it Joy, and it represents joy because my youngest, who turned 7 next week, he body surfed for the first time. So it was a real joy to see that.
Is there a hope or a prayer you would like to lift up? You would like to think about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Ingrid. This represents the water from Topsail Island, North Carolina, which is my favorite place to go in the summertime. I added shells for flavor, but I'm not putting the shells in. But these are the actual shells from there. And I'm also saying a little prayer for that same island, which looks like it could be ground zero for Hurricane Florence. So I'm a little concerned about that, more than a little, because we have family and people we love there. And that's it.
I'm Jim, and I got this water from the faucet. I had no idea what we were going to be doing today. This is a wonderful, but I knew I would bring water just to participate. I wasn't thinking about this, but I'd like this water to represent, I'd like to think of this water from the Rio Grande that represents a border between two nations. And I want this water to stand for unification and crossing borders and an understanding that, and I hope that for this congregation we grow in our commitment to social justice and crossing borders for this year.
Hi, I'm Harold, and the water I have here came from Yellowstone. Actually, it came from a tap in one of the cabins we stayed in at Yellowstone, because you really can't take too much water from the environment. Just my wish is, Yellowstone is one of the most beautiful and unusual places we've ever been. And my hope is that these places are continue to be preserved, as my hope is for this congregation and for all that we stand for.
Hi, I'm Janet Alona, and this water represents the ocean water in Cape May, where Ralph and I went a couple of weeks ago, I think it was, and I found the water, just swimming in the water, to be so joyful and so healing. And the water of the ocean represents the oneness of all of us, because the oceans are all around the planet. So, and I hope that it brings healing.
I'm David, and this is simply water from rainwater from our backyard, and it represents the weeping of the skies this summer around here, the almost continual weeping of the skies this summer around here, and my fervent prayer and wish is that it would please stop for maybe a couple of weekends in the fall so I can get out and enjoy some nice weather.
Eli and I have it.
Bob Chavron, we have two major events in our family's year. One is Christmas, and the other is going to Cape May. When I go to Cape May, my joy is to go down by the reef at the water's edge and read my book. And for years I've been complaining. I read my book at Cape May, and I love it, and I don't read my book for the whole rest of the year. I've started to go to the Saturday morning meditations. And Paul Tishan Silverman came and gave us a talk from which I was inspired to read a book, which I read in Cape May, and I finished the book the week after Cape May. So Paul will be giving his same talk here September 30th, and you can see whether you get inspired too.
A prayer for the congregation here?
Prayer?
A prayer or a wish or a dream?
All right. Meditation seems to be doing me good. I hope that your spiritual practice does you good.
Grounded in spiritual practices. Hi, my name is Gretchen.
This came from
the kitchen sink. My mom uses these, we use these plastic bottles. She ties,
tightens the cap on tight and puts it in her walker and walks from the kitchen to the living room. And so it represents life.
Have water for life. And my wish for the congregation is that we do more social justice activities. Thank you.
This water is also, and but the bottle is from Iceland. And when I was there last year, you know, they have that geothermal thing going on under the ground, so they have wonderful water, and they have places everywhere where you just refill. All the Icelanders refill their water bottles, and it's only the tourists who buy water, but every place, restaurants, gas stations, every place has places where you can refill the bottles. So it's very, I've been using it since last year, so it's very inspiring. And, you know, my hope is that the rest of the world can get it together for to do something about the environment. And just hoping for a good year here as we go down our new road with our new minister, and hoping it's all good.
Hello, I'm Pam, and this is Clark. He's hiding. We gathered water this morning from the Hudson River. It's a spot in Cold Spring that when we first moved there, we would go there and have picnics, and we call it the Little River because it's a little inlet. And my hope for the congregation, it's so nice to be back here and see everyone, and so I hope to be able to find peace here when the world outside is a little bit crazy and insane, and nice to be able to be here and be amongst everyone here. So.
Hi, I'm Brenda. This water, I presume, came from the faucet, but technically it didn't really come from the faucet. When it really comes from an aquifer, which comes from the ground and it seeps, so that's really the source. Regardless, water to me is not only, of course, life, but a source of inspiration. And what I find in water is that whether it be a storm or whether it be peaceful, it all comes back to balance. Whether it be very pure or very polluted, my hope is that we can bring it back to its natural source and its natural purity. Of course, with the technology that we have now, I think it's possible with being conscious of our water, bringing that balance back to our lives, to nature, to ourselves, internally and externally.
Thank you. I'm Jim. This water is symbolic of the most quiet and peaceful place I know, and it's, I have a little cabin on a little island 10 miles up the Chapleau River, north of the town of Chapleau, Ontario, and it's far away, so I usually get there just once a year. But you can only get there by water, and I'm pleased that all my kids have had the experience of being somewhere for a week without electricity and have learned to appreciate simplicity and nature, and I wish you that same peace. Thank you.
You hum? I have to stop humming.
This water represents
a new year, a new place for me to live, a new kid back in my home, a new congregational year for all of us, a new minister. I also have a wish for our congregation that we be active, that we engage, that we go out and vote on Thursday. Yes, very good. You all know it's Thursday. And I just feel great love for everyone in this room. So thank you all for being here.
So we have here mingled together the waters from the rivers of our souls and hearts and minds. It holds the mystery and miracle of love, love for this place, for the planet, for community, and for this faith. I will take that water and boil it and filter it and preserve it to be used for any liturgical purposes this next year. And so by our witness and presence, may we bless that water with the love of this community. May it carry forth our intentions and prayers and aspirations to realize a beloved community here and now that flows elsewhere. And the people said, amen. And the people said,
amen.
Amen. We come to the close of our worship service, reminding you that everyone's invited to stay for social hour, coffee, and refreshments. And I understand you know the drill better than I about moving chairs and bringing out tables. So if you're able to help, that is appreciated. So let's go with our closing song. May the long time sun shine upon you, which is new to me, so you'll be teaching me this. May our ingathering this morning be a blessing for one and all. May it inspire you and us to a year of hope and love and courageous faith in action. And may we walk this next year in the full awareness as often as possible of the blessed ties that bind us. So go in peace.